A focus on foreign policy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden will take off today for Asia, going first to South Korea, where there's concern about all the recent North Korean missile tests.
We are preparing for all contingencies, including the possibility that such a provocation would occur while we are in Korea or in Japan.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who's also prepping the president for a meeting this morning before that trip with the presidents of Finland and Sweden, countries who have applied to join NATO.
The three leaders will also have the chance to compare notes on our united efforts to support Ukraine and its defense against Russia's brutal invasion.
Now, the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has reopened months after Americans left ahead of the invasion as a Russian soldier pleads guilty to war crimes, murdering a Ukrainian civilian.
And that guilty plea could very well complicate the fate of Ukrainian soldiers who are now surrendering at that steel plant in Mariupol.
After a long battle in that nearly destroyed city.
Many of them are with the Azov Brigades, which Russia claims are far-right extremists and Nazis. Russia claims those fighters have committed war crimes. Ukraine has attempted to broker a prisoner exchange, but the surrendering fighters are being held in pretrial detention.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. The accused white gunman in the Buffalo supermarket massacre of 10 mostly black shoppers has a court hearing next hour.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James says her office will investigate social media outlets that had a part in spreading the Buffalo gunman's manifesto and allowing the killing of Buffalo residents to be streamed. In a statement, James said her hope is to shine a spotlight on their participation, not letting it go without consequence.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a gunman's on the run after last night's shooting at Middle Tennessee State University, right after a high school graduation on the campus. One person killed, another critically injured. We've all woken up to another record at the gas pump. Regulars up 2 more cents. AAA's national average now just shy of $4.59 a gallon. America's listening to Fox.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Well, parents go out searching for more baby formula today, which isn't easy with some store shelves empty. There's a new effort to boost manufacturing, trying to ease the shortage.
President Biden says invoking the Defense Production Act means formula manufacturers will receive the ingredients to make formula before other customers do. He also announced what he calls Operation Fly Formula.
I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards.
The formula shortage got significantly worse in February when Abbott Labs shut down a major production facility after 4 infants got sick and 2 died. They'd been fed formula produced by Abbott. While the FDA said a deadly bacteria was found at the lab, Abbott says there's no evidence their formula is what sickened the babies. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could keep falling. Dow futures down more than 200 the day after an 1,146-point plunge. Golf's second major tournament just about now teeing off in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the PGA Championship. Tiger Woods starts his round next hour. Last year's winner, Phil Mickelson, not playing this year. In the NBA playoffs,
Golden State strikes first at home.
They trap him here. Throws it blindly and gets it back for a triple.
Call courtesy of TNT. Steph Curry sinks the three-pointer and delivers a little dance after to the sold-out crowd at Chase Center. Steph with a double-double, 21 points and 12 rebounds as the Golden State Warriors romp the Dallas Mavericks Wednesday 112-87 and take Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Jordan Poole providing 19 points off the bench for the Dubs, and Steve Kerr's return to the sideline after missing 3 games due to COVID-19 protocols. Game 2 for the Warriors and Mavs coming up on Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey's playoffs, Carolina beat the New York Rangers in overtime 2-1. Calgary topped Edmonton 9-6 in second-round NHL opening games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.